A-Movie WrestleMania. I'm your host, Michael Hayes, and with me is a professional aficionado of wrestling, Mr. Tim Pavlenka. Say hi, Tim.
Hi.
Tim, now tell me about everything. What does wrestling mean to you?
Well, I like wrestling because it's kind of dumb, but it's fun to watch, and it's like, well, so it's like, it's all about the physicality of narrative performance.
Oh yeah, that's totally awesome. I can't wait to hear more. But let me tell you, we're watching a movie this coming week called No Holds Barred, starring Hulk fucking Hogan. What do you think about that guy?
He's a known racist. And pretty, he's got a 24-inch python, so that's a pretty big deal.
Oh yeah, those pythons are huge. Those guns are ready to shoot. Boom, 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 ready to go. Guess what? You know who else is in this movie?
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yes, he is. What do you think about that motherfucker?
Yeah, I lived in the state of Minnesota when he was governor. That was kind of exciting. You never knew it was going to happen.
That's awesome. Now, tell me something else. Why did you get into wrestling? Here's the thing. I want to let our listeners have a real primer situation. I want them to know that it's okay to like sports entertainment. I want them to understand that sports entertainment is actually very cool.
So, how did I get into it?
Yeah, tell me about how you got into sports entertainment.
Well, so I was a young boy, and I went to go see a WCW show. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, and got to see Ric Flair versus Lex Luger.
Woo!
Wow, and that was pretty fun. And then I just started watching wrestling pretty much all the time after that. And then then I didn't watch wrestling for a while.
Why not?
It became like really weird and like misogynistic and just like you didn't want to watch it because it was like, oh boy, what are you guys doing?
What were they doing?
Like guys creeping on women all the time.
Oh yeah. And
then like, just like weird, bad sexy stuff. Not good sexy stuff.
Ooh.
Boo
hoo.
Yeah, real boo hoo. And then, then I was just sitting around on the couch one day and flipping through the cable television, and I was sitting next sitting next to my friend Paul, and Paul said,
Paul Brooks?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a maniac.
And then Paul said, "Hey Tim," we were flipping through the cable and wrestling came on, and Paul looked at me and he said, "Hey, Tim, do you want to just really get into wrestling?"
Oh, yeah.
And then we did. We just started watching wrestling all the time.
So you just got into wrestling because you and Paul S. Brooks just started watching some wrestling.
Yeah, we got into wrestling because we were just watching some wrestling.
That's so cool, yeah. Man.
Yeah, it was fun.
So let me ask you this. Who are your top three all-time wrestling favorites?
Wow. Okay, top three all-time wrestling favorites.
Yeah.
Gotta say, number one with a bullet, CM Punk.
Oh, yeah.
We are in the city of C.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say number two is gonna be, gosh, wow, tough.
Got a hard choice to make.
I'm gonna go with, I'm just going to go say Big Van Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Darth Vader of sports entertainment. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then number three.
Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. Big Van Vader.
That guy just died.
Yeah.
Did he blow up in a Death Star?
No, he had congenital heart issues.
Same fucking thing. Kaboom. Who's number three?
Number three, I'm going to say beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Oh, he's a good-looking boy.
Yeah, real good-looking.
All right, Tim. Now, before we get to phone calls, because we got some fucking messages up, listen, we asked all you maniacs to get in and call the line and fill it up with messages, and oh boy, did you do it. You filled it up more than enough. It is so full, it's bursting. Can't wait to get to it. But first, Tim, one last question.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. I'm a professional.
If you were on the top rope and you're ready to take down anyone, your biggest enemy, the biggest jabroni you've ever seen, what move would you do?
Oh, that's an easy one. When I was a little kid, I invented the professional wrestler known as the Priest.
You made that up!
And he came off the top rope in a crucifix position.
Oh boy.
And then slammed down across both the guy's shoulders with his forearms. And it was called the Priest Knockout. So I would do the Priest Knockout.
That sounds like a real bass Christ bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said those words right, but who gives a fuck?
No, it's wrestling. I get what you mean.
All right, buddy. Let's take some calls from the maniac line. Let's see here. First one up, let's go.
Yeah, hi guys. Hi, Tim. This is Paul Brooks calling. Hey, how's it going? You know, enjoying the show so far. And I just wanted to ask you really quick, you know, in the film No Holds Barred, Hulk Hogan's character of Rip is the WWF champion. And I know that wrestling is, you know, predetermined, it's scripted, but I was wondering what happens, like, if a wrestler is the champion, what happens with the belt? Like, does he get to keep it, or how does that normally work? And I'll hang up now and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Holy shit, that's a great question. What happens to the belt, Tim?
Well, I mean, so there's a couple famous stories about what happens to the belt. Probably, I mean, they're two very famous ones. The first one is Medusa.
Story number one.
Medusa, who, or Alunda Blaze, who was the WWF Women's Champion, who left, well, she was kind of let go but she, from the WWF, but she still had the belt and everyone forgot about it. So she got hired from to WCW, and she had her WWF belt, and she threw it in the trash live on television.
Ooh, real trash belt.
Yeah. And then the second famous story would be Ric Flair.
Number two.
Ric Flair had the NWA title, and he had to put down a $25,000 deposit on the belt because it was like cold.
Ooh, that's some mucho dinero.
Yeah, buddy. And then I don't know what happened, but then WWF hired him, and he was like, screw you guys, I don't need that deposit, I'm going to WWF. And he took the belt with him.
Sounds like a rich son of a bitch. All right, Tim, thanks for that answer. Why don't we go back out to the message boxes and see what other calls we got. And let's go.
Yeah, hi, Tim. This is Paul Brooks calling again. I had one other question that I wanted to ask you, because I have, well, you know, I'm on B-Movie Mania, and I know that you have also been on B-Movie Mania previously when we did our ghost hunting episode, and I wanted to ask you, as a ghost hunting expert and also as a wrestling expert, are there any wrestlers who are ghosts or have a ghost persona? And I'll hang up now and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Holy shit, that's spooky shit. What do you got for us, Tim? Maybe in Japan?
I don't think I know any.
No ghosts?
I don't think I know a ghost. No some of them turn into monsters.
What about Finn Balor?
Finn Balor will turn into a monster.
That's not a spooky...
He's a demon, though. He's not a ghost.
That's kind of spooky, at least.
Undertaker... Well, the question is whether or not Undertaker is dead or alive or undead.
Well, he's come out of a coffin. I've seen that.
He's definitely... When I was a kid, I thought he was a dead person.
What kind of crazy motherfucker lives in a coffin, but then comes out of it and isn't a ghost?
And he, like, if you, no matter, like, you could do your finishing move on him and he would just pop back up.
What?
So I think Undertaker might be a ghost.
He's a spooky specter?
Yeah.
Sounds super cool, Tim. Thank you so much for that answer. Why don't we go back to the lines and see what else we got? Let's hope it's not Paul Brooks. Let's hear it.
Hey, guys, it's Paul Brooks again. I'm just, my creative mind here is going, and I'm really just wanting to get into some stuff real deep here with Tim. And, you know, Tim, I know that you have another podcast called Midwest Mustard Meetups, which I enjoy tremendously. And I was just wondering, you know, as a food expert, as a mustard expert, and also as a wrestling expert, has there ever been sort of a marriage of those two groups where there's a wrestler who's like really into food, or like a character who you know, like a character who eats a lot or anything like that? Thank you. I'll hang up now and listen to your answer. Thank you.
All right, we got Paul again, and that was a great question, but we got Paul again, so I hope there's some more on here, Producer Alex. Anyway, Tim, great question. I'm sure you got a great answer for this one.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose.
What? The Angry Mechanic?
Yeah, there was one time he came out with a hot dog cart, and he had ketchup and mustard, and then squirted Kane.
No way!
With ketchup and mustard. So, like, very mustard-related. I think maybe the most mustard-related pro wrestler of all time. Other than that, in terms of a gourmand...
who likes to eat?
Yeah. The New Day, they come to mind because they got the pancakes.
Oh, they got the Bootios
and cereal. They got, I mean, they're breakfast foods, so that's kind of one thing.
That's still food, motherfucker.
Yeah, and then you know, there's always just like the big fat guy. Like Yokozuna apparently could eat a lot of food.
Oh, he used to do a big drop on people's heads. I loved it.
Yeah, he can eat a lot of food apparently.
He was a big boy.
Real big boy. And you know, Rip from the movie, really into French cuisine.
He was big into that French croissant.
Escargot.
Oh, baguettes.
Oui, oui.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take another... sorry, hold on. Okay, so Producer Alex is giving me that finger where he's like waving it in a circle to say, like, kill some time. What's that? Okay, he's posted a sign to the glass. It says, it's all Paul. Okay, so we gotta fucking find something. He's wanting us to kill time so he can go through the message box, because apparently B-movie maniac Paul S. Brooks has filled our box, which makes sense, because I'm sure he's filled a lot of boxes in his time. Tim, do you got anything cool to talk about while Producer Alex finds a new caller?
Yeah, I mean, I could keep going. So I recently published an article in the Popular Culture Studies Journal that was about Brock Lesnar and the identification of monsters.
That's a big ass wrestler.
Yeah, he's a big boy, and I kind of framed it around the idea of horror as being this tension between two existing realities, one of which natural, the other paradoxical, and how the horror of the tension of horror exists between these two parallel realities, and how Brock Lesnar, because he's both a sports entertainer and an actual UFC fighter, kind of straddles this line between one narrative structure and then this kind of paradoxical reality of fighting.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Producer Alex says we got another call. All right, let's do this.
Hey, guys. It's Chris. Man, it took me a while to get a message on there. You guys' voicemail thing is full. Why don't you dig through this a little more, huh? I was just calling. I know that this movie's got Hulk Hogan in it, and I wanted to get everyone's take on his recent reintroduction into the WWE.
Knock, knock. Hey, Chris. I need to borrow your phone for 1 second. Give me the phone. Hold on.
Paul,
I got one more question.
Mean, like,
I'm sorry.
Paul, wait.
Okay.
Wait. No,
Tim.
Paul.
So here's the deal.
Paul.
there's that famous shot of Hulk Hogan riding his hog down the road, and in the background, a dog gets tossed into the lake, and I wanted to know if that was from No Holds Barred or if that is from a different movie. And thank you. I'll hang up now and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Hey, good question, Paul. I think that's from a different movie.
Damn straight, Tim. That was fucking fantastic. That's what... Hell, that was wrestle-tastic even. A fucking elbow drop to the knee shin. That was great. I know a lot about wrestling now. I hope you do too, maniacs. Thanks for listening to B-Movie WrestleMania and getting a real hot tip on what wrestling actually is. Tune in on Tuesday for No Holds Barred, the movie starring Hulk Hogan and Tiny Listler that the B-Movie Maniacs watched, reviewed, and talked about. And, well, we'll see if they loved it or not. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Right.
Also, thanks, Tim.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Goodbye.
Night. I'm really tired.
Okay, goodbye.
Night.